Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have my two brothers, Taj and Taro. That's your cue, you guys?
I was trying
to... Taro's looking at me to see if I'm going to talk.
What's up?
How are you guys on this special February 14th, Valentine's Day?
I have a headache.
Yeah. Taro has a headache. TJ's under the weather, but I'm doing great.
So that means you're going to carry today's show. Is that right, Tom?
Well, yeah, it's Valentine's Day, of course.
So Dr. Love's spoken. We are live on The Power of Love. If you are listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we're going to be opening up the phone lines. If you're shy, if you're in love right now and you can't make the phone call, maybe you could tweet. The Twitter handle is at DDJ Foundation. Again, it's at the letters DDJ, the word foundation. So at DDJ Foundation. We'd love to hear any thoughts you have on today's Valentine's Day. If you want to reach us by, again, tweeting or phone, you can call us on the phone at 323-203-0815. We are actually going to... It's Valentine's Day, so we should be opening up the lines immediately. So we're going to open up the lines. And the topic... Should we discuss the topics, or should we go over our weeks real quick?
I don't remember what I did this week.
You don't remember?
How do you not remember?
I don't really remember either, Taj.
What the heck?
Do you remember? Well, what did you do this week, Daryl?
Well, I had baseball.
Okay.
Well, that's all.
That was good for me.
All right. What else?
And we had studio. We all got together. Second
day. Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay, so there you go, Daryl.
You guys are welcome.
Go ahead, Daryl. Explain what we did. This was Sunday.
Yeah.
We had a great family day.
Yes, we did. Grandpa wanted to see all his grandchildren, so he sent out an email. Well, I'm sure someone else did it for him, right? But we got an email saying that he wanted the second generation to get together, so we all got together on Sunday, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to see everybody. It's always... I love our family. But I played basketball with BG.
Uh-huh.
And Royal.
Uh-huh.
It was good.
It was getting better.
Getting old.
Yeah, that happens.
Getting old. But I played basketball with BG and Royal, one-on-one each. Royal was only up to five. Royal was only up
they
to
both
five.
Improved.
BG was up to five. Yeah, but they got good.
They both have improved.
But yeah, that was probably the highlight of my week. That and dealing with this house stuff, which is pretty much why I have a headache.
Yeah. Housework is always worthy of a headache, it seems like.
Yeah.
You just have to make sure you pace yourself and understand that. That's my opinion. Taj, do you have anything to share?
No,
the family day,
the
right?
The family day was incredible.
Yeah,
just seeing everyone.
You posted a great picture, by the way.
Oh, of all the...
Yeah, that was cool.
That was on the way out, too. And it was perfect time. Everyone was running... They were running around, and they were all giggling and all that stuff. And it's great seeing the younger generation, which is funny to say younger generation, but just, you know, my younger nieces and nephews and cousins. It's like, it was just fun.
Yeah.
Fun time, and we need to do it more often as well. I'm happy that we did it.
See, and for me, it was so good seeing the older cousins. You know, Jermaine Jr., Yashi,
Autumn.
So just seeing all of them because, you know, especially all of them, Siggy, I'm sorry.
Brandy.
They're all close to our age, so that's who we grew up with. So just to see them and reminisce on old times is always wonderful. And it just reminds me how...
Yeah, Jermaine brought some... Sorry to jump in, but Jermaine brought some cool pictures.
Little Jermaine.
Yeah.
Jermaine Jr.
Yeah. And it's really cool because it just shows, you know, it's the love I know I have and I know you guys have for the cousins is really strong. So it just always feels good to see them. So.
Yep.
All right, so let's get into our topic. Like I said, today is February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone listening. Our topic is about love. What is love? What does love mean to you? Are you in love?
Let's also talk about heartbreak, too. Because you know, but you know, you know why?
Why?
Because I heard or I read somewhere that around this time a lot of people break up before Valentine's Day because they recognize that they don't want to be with the person anymore.
So where did you hear that?
I forget. I don't know if it was on the radio, but I think it was a radio. That at this time, there's a lot of heartbreaks because people realize that they no longer want to spend the time with these their significant other, and they decide that it's time to part ways. So a lot around Valentine's Day is also a lot of heartbreak.
So just
in case you're one of those people too dealing with heartbreak, call in. Dr. Love's here. That's not me. That's Tosh.
I was gonna say.
Don't steal your title. I didn't know that.
Title to steal.
Yeah.
And I wish you would have done some type of research to have a stat with that or something.
Can I make a stab at it then?
Absolutely, Tosh.
Since I'm Dr. Love. I think when around Valentine's Day, we're inundated with just images or messages of what love is. And this is love. And, you know, you see TV shows, movies, and maybe people see that. And what you see on movies and TV don't show... I mean, now it's getting better, but they don't show the bad stuff.
Yeah.
They don't show the stuff where you have to hang in there and fight for it. And so I think that it's one-sided in a way that people see that and they're like, that's not what my relationship's like.
Okay.
And they're like, something's wrong, you know.
So the high expectations.
The fairy tale high expectations of, you know, everything is great. I guess the, yeah.
Okay.
The facade.
So we're gonna discuss about love. What is love? What does it mean to you? Are you in love? How do you know you're in love? And then we're going to also talk about heartbreak. Right?
Yeah, I want to add to that too. I think, have you ever been in love with someone and had to let them go because you knew that it was for the best?
Is that love?
If you know that you're not the right person for someone and as much as you love them, you have to let them go because it's not going to work.
Okay, so... I also found an article called 12 Characteristics of True Love and How You Can Be Sure You Found It.
Ooh, okay.
Before I start talking about those points, I want to ask you, what is love? Yeah, you.
Oh, me?
Dr. Love, yeah.
To me, there's two kinds of love. You know, there's love where just having a feeling for someone, but that kind of love can be for everyone in terms of like I can love someone to the point where it's like I care about you so much and I care what happens to you and I want to protect you in that way.
Okay.
That's one kind of love. Then there's a love that is partner love, which is that plus more, where it's almost like an exclusive, you know, we're a team now kind
of
love.
So it's more relationship based.
That's relationship based. While the other one, but I think you can still love someone, you know, that you care about.
Absolutely.
Deeply, you know, so they're both the same word, but one means more than
Tara,
the other.
You have any thoughts?
No. I'm
just listening? Okay. 12 characteristics of true love and how you can be sure you found it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, effortless and eternal attraction. When we are truly in love with someone, we discover moments of love and affection in the most normal of situations. We never have to try to spice things up. Everything seems fun and effortless, just the way it is. Thoughts?
Effortless. What do you mean by
meaning that? Like
it just happens.
It just
natural.
Happens. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that? That's how you know you're in true love.
I think knowing that you're in true love just means that you don't have like there's a comfortableness in there where it's like I don't know.
You're not feeling that.
Well, I think the
you don't like the part where it says you have to try. Or you don't have to try.
You're not supposed to try.
You're not supposed to try.
But are you?
Huh?
Are you not supposed to try?
You're supposed to always care for each other, but I think there's a comfortableness knowing kind of like... I hate to say this and equate it with a dog, but like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There's nothing wrong with
a dog. You know your dog loves you.
Okay.
You know, it's an unconditional love, and you love your dog. It's not like you're trying to love your dog. There's an understanding there.
Hmm.
It's like, that's the thing... hate to quit, but it's...
Why
you know
are you
what
bringing
I mean?
Up a dog for this?
Because it's like, it's that unconditional... It's like, hey, you can look at... There's that bond.
Okay.
And that bond shouldn't...
So it's just an understanding.
I have a problem with public affection, too.
Yeah.
Because I feel like some people try and prove that they...
See, but a lot of women... I think men, too, but I'm just as a man myself, I'm going to talk from my experience. Some women, I mean, I have friends who've discussed this as well. They feel if you're not going to give them PDA, public
display
of affection, yeah, public display of affection. Let us know if we're wrong, by the way. But if you're not, if men don't give their women PDA, then they don't love them.
That is not true at all.
That's not true.
No, I look on Twitter and Instagram, and I see those couples that are the most PDA couples, and they're divorced within like 2 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's all in, it's like they're trying to show how much we love each other.
That's, I think that's a little different because that, a lot of times, it's a front.
Mm-hmm.
So it there's depends. A lot of people that put on a display.
Even their, friends their that I have but that are the most lovey-dovey. And then it's like, and when I say lovey-dovey, I mean where everyone's got to witness their lovey-dovey.
But are we just talking like men now?
Yes.
Like if we had a female here, I think they would be saying there's nothing wrong with showing your love.
There isn't anything wrong with showing your love. I'm not saying there's something wrong with
it. But the fact that you don't show me love in front of others means something.
Well, I think if you love somebody, you should naturally probably want to hold their hand or give them a hug or something.
Put your arm around them.
Be happy.
You know, like,
but I would
put them
I would,
close to you. But, I mean, you don't have to be putting your tongue down their throat every second.
Okay.
That's what
so
I'm
you're
saying
drastic PDA.
Yeah, like, I don't
But there's nothing wrong with that, right?
No.
Okay.
For the it just means that if you don't do that, that doesn't mean that you don't like the person. Okay. If you don't do that.
So there's different ways to show
it's romantic.
Yeah, because there's those that do that, and it doesn't equate to being happy when they're not in the public.
It just depends on who you are, I guess. I'm just not that person. Like, you know, I get shy about that stuff, and so it's I don't understand it.
Okay.
That's just me.
We have a phone call, but I have one more question for Dr. Love, now that he seems energized.
And we use that term loosely.
Very loosely. Can you make yourself fall out of love?
Ooh.
Can you make yourself?
Yeah.
I think so. I do.
To fall out of love?
Can you make yourself fall out of love?
I don't think you were in love. Like, if you're saying love, like the...
Yeah.
No, then that means you weren't in love with the person to make yourself fall out of love.
So you think if you're in love with someone, it's not something you could consciously kind of choose to be in or out of?
It's a feeling.
Terrell?
So...
why is Eddie Murphy... Or was it Eddie Murphy? Yeah, it was Eddie Murphy.
What'd he say?
In Coming to America.
What'd he say?
To be loved. When he was singing, that's what came into my head when he said, oh, what a feeling to be loved.
Terrell, you think you can, huh?
Well, I think if you put stuff in your head and you...
Okay.
You know, it's possible to do anything like that. But if you're sabotaging, if you fail to look at all the wonderful things that your partner represents or does and, you know, you fail to be a certain way with them, you can definitely sabotage a relationship.
Okay, we have a phone call.
Okay, I've been trying to rile up these listeners so that they do call in to combat us.
Who do we have on the line with us?
Hello, how are you guys? This is Tiffany from New Jersey.
Hi, hey. Tiffany, how are you?
How are you doing?
Tiffany, is it cold out there?
Yes.
What do you have for us, Tiffany?
Yes, I'll say that Love to me means, like, this might sound crochet, like, I'm sorry, what words did I, it may sound
cliche, right?
Like ordinary, which you usually want to hear, but it's caring, sharing, loving your partner do their flaws and your common bad times.
That's true and love.
Mm-hmm, true love.
Okay. Are you in true love at the moment?
No, I'm not in love at all. I'm just in love with my family.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I had, you know, boyfriends in the past, but it's like, you know, I'm kind of single right now, but whatever.
Can I ask you another question? Did you ever think you were in true love and then had to figure out that you weren't or it wasn't reciprocated?
Yes. I have had that experience because I went with this guy on and off for like 5 years. And he was like my first college sweetheart, so to speak. And I thought that we were going to stay together forever, but as, of course, life not don't always, like, you know, turn out that way, and we wind up breaking up. He went his way. He tried to get me back, but it's like, I was kind of in a point in my life where I just said, like, I just, you know, it's like I always, you know, loved him, but I wasn't in love with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's kind of like vice versa. Yeah. He wasn't in love with me, but hope so now he has someone that he's in love with, and so it's with that.
I feel like with females, primarily, but obviously this goes both ways, but I feel like women, they love harder, so when they don't feel it's reciprocated and they feel that sting and that pain, they can move on. It's harder to get them back there. You guys understand? What am I right on that?
It's someone's fault. Yeah, I follow you on that. They have high expectations.
Yeah, so once you break that and show them that they loved harder than you, it's hard for them to come back to that point of strong, true love. Tiffany, would you agree with that? Agree with that?
Hello?
Yeah, would you agree with that, Tiffany?
Yeah, I agree with that very much, but people are different, they love different ways, but it's kind of like, when I love hard, but yeah. And when I feel as though the love is not there anymore, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it puts a seed of doubt in your head, and it's hard for you to get rid of that seed of doubt once you've been burned by it. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Well, Tiffany, thank you for your phone call. Thanks for chiming in on this Valentine's Day. And we wish you all the love and peace to your family. And thanks for always supporting us. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Tiffany.
Okay, love you.
Love you too. Take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And Terrell says stay warm. Would you agree with that, Dr. Love? I feel like women, I don't want to say commit, because
I think they just have really high expectations.
That's the wrong way to say it too, though.
Well, it's like they have that whole...
They love harder.
They have that perfect wedding, this, that, and the other.
Those imageries.
Yes.
So
So it's really hard to live up to all of that because it has to be perfect. And nothing's ever perfect in life. So I think once it becomes a little bit tainted or thrown a curveball or doesn't go as planned, there's a lot of pressure. Guys are different. Guys like to go with the flow. That's how I feel.
I'm laughing because Dr. Love looks confused.
He has I agree with some parts of that, but the some parts I don't.
Go ahead.
I think that through TV and film and magazines that there is the image of the perfect wedding, the perfect romance, the perfect, you know, from reading books and novels and watching movies, that there's this perfect spark and this perfect, you know, happily ever after.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time, I think that with any relationship, if you talk to people, I like talking to older people that are still together.
Yeah.
And
great advice.
And they always say that they had to work for it. They had to work, you know, that there was bumpy times, really bumpy times, and they stuck to it as partners. And I respect that, but I think that's the truth about it. And I think that some with our I don't even say with our generation, but I feel like a lot of people quit early because it's like they think, it shouldn't be like this because it's not what I saw on TV.
Well, Taj, and I think we live in a society that's so fast that we're kind of taught to, if
swipe
it doesn't
left,
feel right,
swipe,
yeah, get
right.
rid of it. Swipe left, exactly. And I agree with you, Taj, because I think true love takes time and it takes work. And I don't think that message gets delivered enough.
And I don't think that people can invest then in love in that way. If you're already kind of thinking about, okay, where am I, you know, I want to protect myself, then you really don't really invest in it. You're kind of like, okay, I have to keep my options open in case I have to swipe right.
Right. Well, no swiping here. I'm just going to answer a phone call.
Yes.
Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, TJ. This is April.
How are you, April?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We are doing well.
And I'd like to say happy Valentine's Day to each one of you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, April. What do you got for us?
Thank you. Well, I was listening in about, you know, love. And from my experience, you know, from the time I was married up until now, I feel like my idea of love changed a lot, because when I first started dating my ex-husband, it was mostly about looks. It was about, you know, the appearance, mm-hmm. what he had, you know, it was basically that type of thing. But now, as I got older, as I got more experience being in relationships, I've had some breakups, of course, infidelity type relationships. So it changed me a lot to where now I look more for a friendship. You know, I want to be able to be independent as well as he be independent, you know, not just feel like we got to be clung together all the time. You know, I noticed that about a lot of relationships is like the man and the woman, they so close knit to where they forget all about their own, you know, life, you know, what they would like to do, basically. It's like, I'm trying to explain it better, but it's like, you know, you lose yourself, I put it that way, when you get with someone. And I said I didn't want that anymore, because I had that in a past relationship where I lost myself. I was so committed to him to the point where I forgot all about what I wanted to do in life. But now it's like, I want to stay committed to what I want, but as well come together and say, okay, we can do things together too, but I also want to be able to continue doing what I like to do in life. I just want that type of relationship. Now I am in a relationship with someone, and it's going pretty well, because we do have a great friendship. The main thing, it's not so much about, you know, the looks and what he has material wise, but it's about, you know, how we feel about each other. And I was thinking about what Taj was saying too about public affection. My thing about that is, I don't have a problem like holding hands or something like that in public, but I don't know about getting deep into kissing and all that in public. That's just something to me I really don't do a whole lot of. I mean, I don't have a problem with people that do it, but I don't know. I just feel like that's something I'd rather do in my privacy. As far as that goes. So I don't know. I just wanted to put a little information out there about, you know, how I feel about love. So
I love it, April. First of all, great. Thank you for the phone call. Very insightful. It's always good to hear a strong female perspective. I completely agree with you that friendship is something that needs to be a focus that always seems to get overlooked. You know, if you had a friend that just found, you know, thinks I'm in love, or, you know, if you ask them what makes you think you're in love, I don't think they're going to say, you know, I could just, you know, my friendship. I don't think the male would. Maybe a female would say I could talk to him about anything, but I don't think men think that way, and I think that's a big mistake. You know, it's more like it's everything else, it seems like, from looks to, you know, how she supports, and, or, you know, but it's never about just being able to hang out and be there for each other in a friendship way. And I think you have to make a long distance or long lasting relationship work, it has to be friendship. You have to have a strong friendship.
Yeah, it does.
I agree with that. I think that the problem is that, I had to go through this when I was younger. As a guy, we're taught two different things in a relationship. We're taught that...
what are we taught?
We're taught that nice guys, you know, can go into the friend zone very easily. You know, like, and I, someone that's, you know, that was pattern friend zone material for my whole high school career, like, literally, like, you know.
Taj, that sounds sad, man.
It was sad.
Friend zone material,
no,
Taj.
No, I was not friend zone material. That was the problem. It's just because I was giving the female everything she wasn't getting from someone else in terms of companionship and you know, making them feel good and all that stuff. And
so what changed?
I think maturity in terms of when women start realizing that they don't want that guy anymore. They want a partner. They want a friend.
That's what April said.
So were you ahead of your time?
Yeah.
I was definitely ahead of my time. And that's why I started dating late.
Why did you ask that question?
He knows.
Feeling good about himself.
I know.
Taj, what was the second point?
Well, no, I think that's also why men... So you were taught at a young age, don't be a friend to them, because you can
really
be... Yeah, most guys...
I wasn't taught that.
Well, that's because you were brought up right. You know, you were brought up... I'm saying that, trust me, most guys most guys they don't want to be in that friend zone, so they keep
scared of it.
They're scared of it, so they don't.
Wow, that's
crazy. If they're dating, ask them, and then they're at a young age or something, ask them how much they know about their girlfriend.
Wow.
You know?
Like their favorite color.
Yeah, they leave, you know, they're very...
Or if they talk to them.
Yeah.
Keep in touch.
Yeah.
Keep in contact.
Do you ever share stuff with them, feelings and all that? No.
Wow. Well, there you go. Learn something.
I hate to keep it real, but that's, you know, but that's the thing. I mean, I think it's what's wrong with it, you know, because I think that, and ultimately, the best kind of relationship is a relationship, a friendship, in terms of...
Yeah, it is. I have to agree with that.
That's it, and that's what it should... I think that's what it should start with. Because I think that you should build a foundation from friends so that, you know, when you get older and the looks and all that other superficial stuff starts deteriorating,
yeah,
it's you fell in love with them as a friend.
Yeah.
And that stays there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, April, thank you so much for the phone call. And thanks for always supporting
us.
Welcome. And thanks for all that
and
wisdom.
And also, I just wanted to add before I go... Also, I was listening when you were saying about I think Tiffany once said about losing yourself. You always give, the woman always seemed to give more in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I can totally agree with her on that because I do that myself a lot up until now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to where I'm not always doing, you know, giving the most. I mean, it should go, you know, to me, it should be half and half.
Yep.
Or at least meet me halfway. So I can totally agree with her on that as well. So.
Wow. Wow.
Wanted to put that out there.
Here's my question to that, though, April. It's when do you know what's half? Like, there's times where, I always like to think of the other side. So as a male, I may say, you think you're doing more, but I think I'm doing more. You know what I mean? So it's hard. So I think a lot of people out there will say, to be in true love, you can't even think that way. You just have to give 100% of yourself. But I agree with what you're saying because sometimes people... It's like you lose yourself and you lose your own self of pride and that's not a good thing either. So you just have to be cautious. You have to be a very giving person, but at the same time, make sure you take care of yourself. That's what I would say.
Exactly. I'm working on it. I really am.
It takes time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, April. Uh-huh. We all are. So, but thank you so much for your phone call and for always supporting
us. Oh, you're welcome.
We appreciate it. All right. And happy Valentine's Day to you, April.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Thank you so much.
Bye bye.
Great call.
Very good call. I liked what she shared. I think that's an element that seems to be missing is the friendship.
Yeah, we have a tweet from Marlene, which is really cool. She says sometimes we think that true love is the passionate, but often true love is with your best friend with whom you can afford to be as you are, and with whom you have a happy and stable life.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more.
You agree with that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, completely.
Absolutely. All right, we have a phone call. Who do we have on the line with us? Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, it's Gigi calling. I'm over here riled up. I had to call in.
And let's
round you up, Gigi.
I know you have something for us,
my.
Gigi. Educate us. What are we doing? What are we missing? Talk to us.
No, I'm just laughing, but then I'm like, ooh, I can't even, I actually was going to hang up because I lost my train of thought because I was like, there was so much you guys said. I was like, oh boy.
Well,
so it wasn't bad. It was just like, what is going on here? So I'll ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
So what is true love for you? Did you already answer that? I don't know. I think I missed it. So I think TJ kind of answered, but I don't think Terrell did.
True love? I think it's it's happiness, acceptance. It's those things, caring and sharing. It's a lot. I think it's easier said than done, and I don't think people they may feel they're in love, but until you get into really tough situations, that's when you really find out where you stand. That's the forgiveness part. That's the acceptance part. That's the understanding. Those things are heavy, you know. Nobody's perfect. People go through things in life. There's loss. There's all sorts of things, and it triggers a lot of different emotions. But it's having that person there that accepts you, that supports you, and that's there for you through the thick and the thin. And it's very easy to say, you know, you love someone through the good times and the bad times, but it's when you're going through it, it's not everybody's there for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I love that. I was going to say that a lot of, just from my perspective and experience, I guess I've done it as well, but I see like a lot of people, men and women, they think they're in love because, and I think April said that as well, like with looks. Mm-hmm. So, well, yes, you're attracted to someone, you know, you have a certain look or whatever, but after you start to talk to that person and you get to know about them, like their personality, their morals, their values, that should be a factor as well, because you can be actually, it's really would be you're in lust with someone if it's just all about their look.
Exactly.
And some people will stay with that person, say, oh, I'm in love with them, and you stay with them because of how they look. Mm-mm. But then really they have no morals.
Yeah.
They have no values, and you can lose yourself because your morals and your values and so forth.
Yeah.
Aren't the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like you'll settle for second best, and that is a sad thing.
You know what?
But I'm in love with...
Go ahead. You're in love with who?
No. You go ahead and finish that.
I was just going to say, I think you're right, Gigi, and I think it's getting worse as days go by because social media and just our society is so image-based. It's all about presenting something, and to present something on Instagram is a picture. So it's 100% based uh-huh. on looks. And I think uh-huh. it's skewing and having our youth misunderstand what true love is. And it's not looks. It's not picture-based. But good luck trying to explain that to kids these days. You know uh-huh. what I mean? And I think...
Well, good luck trying to explain that to some adults.
Well, exactly. Uh-huh. Well, there you go. There you go.
There right. I go. I'm getting riled up.
All right, Gigi. Well, we have... You have one more thing to add? We have so many phone calls I'm trying to get to.
Yes. I'm sorry. I just want to say, just to be positive and be secure with myself, I'm in love with myself today.
That's right.
And I'm feeling myself today.
That's
so
great.
So I'm going to love myself today.
Love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Gigi. Love yourself, girl. All right. Who do we have on the line? Oh, I just lost them. Okay, so 12 characteristics.
Oh, wait, I have something to say real quick before you do the
yeah.
Because I know that I also feel like sometimes when you first meet someone, too, there's that time period that people are putting their best face on, you know, in mm-hmm. terms of like, so I don't know exactly if it's a month, 2 months, or 3 months where it's like that facade kind of thing.
Right.
But you got to get through that facade first to really find out what the person's really
the real
like.
Face.
The real person, you okay. know, and that's usually when the first argument happens, you know, but it's like, that's when the, you know, when you get a new music equipment or something, then you scratch it by accident, that realization is like...
When the magic's gone.
The magic's gone.
The perfection's no more.
Yeah.
Okay, who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Ebony.
How are
Ebony.
You,
Happy
Ebony?
Valentine's Day, guy.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. What do you got for us, Ebony?
Well, I've been listening and I've been thinking about it, and I feel like love for me is accepting who you are first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Being confident, being aware of who you are as a person, and even accepting, I mean, your flaws as well as, you know, what's best about you. And without that, how can you love anyone else?
Okay, so you're saying true love starts within yourself. You got to love everything about you before you can even experience true love.
Yes, I'm going for that right now. And truth be told, Taj, I know you were talking about how you dated late. Well, believe it or not, I have little to zero dating experience. When I was growing up, I never really focused on, you know, relationships, on, you know, getting a boyfriend or stuff like that. Because I felt like I needed to get myself together first.
Wow. And that's very smart and mature to actually do, because especially with society pressures of making you feel like something's wrong with you if you don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you know, which is, and you're very mature in terms of thinking, I got to get myself, you know.
100%. And even talking from a male's perspective, as a male, you want someone that's secure and confident and happy with themselves. You know, you don't want... That's the biggest... I don't want to say turnoff, but that's the biggest disappointment in a female is when they're not even happy with themselves, or they're not, you know, sure of themselves or confident. So, Ebony, you were right. You got to take care of you. You got to be the best you first before you can experience that true love.
Well, you have to have a strong you, too, in terms of, like, where you know who you are or what you're about. Because otherwise, when you have a partner, you might lose yourself because all of a sudden you're starting to try and be what they want you to be.
It's like what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
yeah, and what else? I'd like to add something.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, Wes, you know, when I was young, I wanted to experience what that feeling was like. It was like, I still do. Mm-hmm. But it's really not that important until I get myself together, because once that happens, I feel like that's when someone will come along and feel the same way.
Yes.
Yeah. And even though I may not have, like, any dating experience, I may not have a first love when it comes to dating or in a relationship. Not many people think this, but I would say my first love is my father, because he basically showed me how a man should treat a woman.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. They should be treated with, like, respect, and to just be there to protect them, support them no matter what. So
that's right, Ebony. And until you find a man that has those characteristics,
that measures up to that,
then you're 100% right. Because there's a lot of males out there that aren't representing what being a man is about. And I sound like Dr. Love Part 2.
Right. Taught you.
But it's the truth, you know. I think, you know, we as males have to do better in society, where we, you know, show respect. And a lot of males will say, you know, this is 2018. Women want equal rights. They want this. They want that. It still doesn't mean you have to, you know, not respect women and what they
are. Chivalry isn't dead.
And that's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to say that. Chivalry isn't dead.
No, and don't it, you settle
it,
without
it. Never was and never will be.
Don't settle, because the minute women, I think, start settling is the minute our society is in trouble. I feel that women are, you know, I was reading, first of all, thank you so much for the phone call, Ebony. I gotta let you go because we have more calls coming in, and I gotta get.
Okay,
this
well,
list.
You're welcome.
But I
well,
thank you for
enjoy your Valentine's Day, guys.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Love you very much.
Love you too. Thank you. But I was reading about how, and I'm not a political person, but how what this country needs and what the world needs is more female leaders, mm-hmm. because women are more aligned with compassion and heart, and it's more innate in them than mm-hmm. when it comes from a male. We like to, you know, disrupt things and
our answer to things is smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
from a young age.
And that, I don't think, well, I know that's never going to change. Mm-hmm. You know, so that right there is, you know, it is what it is. So we can't, males, I'm talking to you, we can't just say, oh, she's good on her own. She's going to let women be women. And I feel like I'm coming off like trying to kiss up to him, but it's really true. It's really all important right. to say.
Got a lot of women in your family.
Yeah, I got girls too. You got to let women be women, but they, you know, I don't know. Okay. Let me get through this list because it's already, we only have 12 more minutes on the show.
Oh,
12 characteristics of true love and how you can be sure you found it.
Mm-hmm.
One was effortless and eternal attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was mutual respect. Respect for each other is the most important factor to sustain true love.
That should have been number one. Go on.
Okay. This one reminds me of Terrell because he mentioned it many times in his description. Number three is acceptance. When we are in true love, we naturally accept the person for his or her positives as well as for negatives.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up our perspectives, and we see and learn things we wouldn't have otherwise experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, selflessness. We experience true love only when we have something to give. To receive love, we must give love. It's not about fulfilling our own selfish desires, but about working on a common goal. And some of our callers have already called in talking about this in a different way. They kind of mentioned how they have to make sure they're okay. But you could do both.
Mm-hmm.
Don't misunderstand this. You could do both. You could be a very giving person, and you can also make sure you are as strong as can be. It's kind of like what I say about parenting. If me and my wife's, Francis, relationship isn't strong, then it's hard for us to be the best parents we can be. you have to first make sure you are strong before you can enter into a relationship. That's the best way to make sure you have a healthy relationship. Number five, trust. Needless to say, trust is the most basic foundation of true love. While it is crucial to trust the person with whom we are in love, it is equally important to trust ourselves. True love makes us feel vulnerable without being fearful or defensive. Number six, healing. Love heals and ousts fear. It makes us feel safe and protected. We feel at peace and we feel at home with our loved ones wherever we are. True love never hurts because there is no ego involved. True love only heals pain from the past and gives us the strength to love again. Todd, do you have any comment, or Tara, you guys have any comments on any of these?
I'm just listening right now.
Yeah, I think they're all definite ingredients for love, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know about the order. I don't know if they're put in the order, but they're definitely, you need these things in a relationship.
Seven.
100%.
Seven. We're going over 12 characteristics of true love and how you can be sure you found it. And it's important to do this because we have a lot of listeners that are around our age, 30, 40s, and even kids, that need to understand what true love is. Seven, growth. True love always favors personal and spiritual growth. It's a natural process that is essential for our happiness and freedom. Everything needs to grow to survive. Plants, animals, all living cells on this planet. And I think this is a very important one that gets neglected. Growth. You have to grow. Keep growing, keep figuring out how you can make your relationship better. And this isn't just a romantic love we're talking about. We're just talking about all types of loving relationships. Taj, look like you were going to say something.
No, I agree with everything that's been said. I think that also, if one of those things is missing at the time, it doesn't mean that you're not in true love. It just means that it might come later on in terms of growth and stuff like that. It's we have to be careful when we say list, because then someone might take that and be like, well, I don't have number seven, so I'm not in love. Bye-bye.
So then we'll add to the heartbreak.
Swipe right.
On Valentine's Day, and then Cheryl's stat will go up. All right, good point, Taj. Yeah. All right, number eight, companionship. As human beings, we seek companionship from other human beings. When it comes to love, we look for someone who will be by our side through thick and thin, through our entire lives. We need someone with whom we can experience the wonders of life. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Number Definitely. Nine, Companions. Communication. Many people say that they struggle to express their feelings to their loved ones. The only thing that stops them is their egos. Ego is not necessarily arrogance, but also a lack of trust in yourself and how you feel. When words have meaning and are said with a good intentions, it's never difficult to let them out. And this is a very important one, because I think a lot of relationships, pretty much I feel all relationships can do with better communications. But true love, if you have a spouse, you have a significant other, you have to respect the importance of communication. Taj, why are you smiling?
Gigi.
What did you?
Gigi wants me to read. Remember, regarding love and a person's looks, people use filters so they don't always look like their pictures they post.
Very important.
And she says, read this tweet, Tajik. So that's why I'm laughing.
Very important addition. There are filters out there, people. So when you go on Instagram and you're seeing the most beautiful man or most beautiful woman or... And Taj, most beautiful dog, right? You love your dogs. Make sure you understand there's
even
filters.
Even the dogs have filters.
All right. There's three more. We're going to go through one more, and then we'll save the last two for the end. Number 10 is teamwork. True love is teamwork. Okay. Knowing when to set up and take control and when to back off and trust your partner to take over is teamwork. When two people are together in love, they combine their strengths and work like a team. You're nodding your head, Taj.
That's my favorite one. I mean, when I enter a relationship in anything I do, whether it's business or a loving relationship or whatever, it's like I look at it as a team, and as a team we win and we lose together. And sometimes it's like, otherwise it's like pitting one against the other, where one has to be a winner and one has to be a loser. I love you more or I love you less.
Yeah,
but you really are on the same team, and that's mindset is what it should always be.
Right.
In that way. Because then there's no winner or loser. It's like you're working together.
Well said. Working together, let's just work together and get through these last two, because we're down to 5 minutes. And I shouldn't... It's horrible time management, so I apologize to everyone. We just had so many good calls, and I wanted to hear what you said on Happy Valentine's Day. So, on Valentine's Day. But here we go. We got to get through this. 11, fearlessness. Where there's true love, there's no fear. Fear of commitment, fear of making mistakes, or fear of hurting someone. Fear makes love hopeless and complicated. When we are in true love, we know what to do. Yeah?
No, we'll know what to do about what?
When we are in true love, we know what to do. It's basically like love is kind of like a compass. It, you know, you're not feeling it?
I don't get it. That's what I'm trying
Carol,
to...
Do you have any...
I'm a little fearless.
Okay, where there is true love, there is no fear. There's no fear of commitment. There's no fear of making mistakes or fear of hurting someone.
Okay.
Fear makes love hopeless and complicated. When we are in true love, we know what to do.
It's almost another way of saying trust. If there's no fear, you trust. It's like you're not afraid of being yourself. You're not afraid of making mistakes because, you know, not that you want to make those things, but if you do, and you will because you're human, you trust that the other person's going to understand and forgive and support you.
Todd?
That's how it's seen. Yeah, but the mistake part kind of threw me off.
What threw you off about it?
That it said, like, you'll know what to do kind of thing. It's like, as Terrell said, we're human. We make mistakes.
You shouldn't be scared is what it said.
Okay. It sounded to me like you weren't going to make mistakes, like, in your relationship.
Mistakes is part of life.
Yeah, I was going to say, in your relationships, there's going to be ups and downs.
No doubt about that, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Number 12, sacred. True love is sacred. It removes ego, brings joy, and brings us closer to our real selves. True love frees us of fear and attachment. True love is freedom. True love is forgiveness. When we are in true love, we are closer to God. We find true love by being ourselves. It comes to us when we least expect it. We will never find love or happiness by chasing after anyone. It comes when we are comfortable in our own skin and grateful for who we are. True love is attracted to us when we believe that we are truly attractive. You like that one?
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Okay. Yeah. That was a 12. That went through the 12.
Yeah, pretty much sounds like the stuff I was saying earlier.
So you're basically implying that we didn't have to go through the list. We could have just listened to it.
I think I nailed it pretty close.
I think true love comes to you when you feel you deserve it in a way too, you know, and when you're happy with yourself to the point the universe says, okay, here's your partner.
Yeah,
here's the person that, you know.
I don't think you can go out and look for love. I'm one of those people that think it just naturally happens.
It falls in your lap almost.
You can't go out trying to find somebody. It's just, to me, it doesn't work like that.
Okay. I like it. Well, we went over 12 characteristics for true love, and we got a lot of phone calls about the importance of being self-strong, mm-hmm. making sure you put yourself on the plate. Don't just ignore yourself. Any other tidbits we want to relay to our listeners to recap?
No. I mean, I just said that true love falls in your lap, but I do know many people that have... found each other on dating apps, you know, and are happily married.
Absolutely.
So I want to say that too.
So it can go anywhere.
You can find it
anywhere.
It could be from anything.
Okay. We are at 10:148, so we just have a couple minutes. But before we close the show, there's an important message that we need to share with our listeners. Mm-hmm. One of our strongest supporters and listeners, Tiffany from Houston, who had to deal with the floods, September, I think, of last year, of 2017, is in need for some help for dialysis transport. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're gonna post the link on our social media sites, on our Instagram and Facebook, and we're asking if everyone could find something to chip in to help Tiffany. She's like mm-hmm. I said, she's a sweetheart and is a huge supporter of DDGF, and we want to make sure that 3T and the DDGF community is with her and in her need. Okay, that's so right. I'm gonna post this GoFundMe page from our thing.
Okay,
but that's pretty much our show, you guys. I just wanted to talk about Tiffany, but also the whole show was based on love because I think there's a need for people to understand what true love is, and it's not just as Gigi pointed out, filters and Instagram. It's about it's a feeling, and it's about a commitment. And anything else you guys want to add?
No, just we need more love in the world.
Yeah, that's interesting how you said that, though, because it felt like you were talking about, like, from a political aspect. But we still can use more romantic love, too.
100%.
Right, Todd?
Love is love.
But no PDA?
No over-the-top PDA. PDA is fine. Do what you over
want.
The top.
Terrell says do what you want.
Yeah,
you, all right.
A PDA offender.
Terrell is not a PDA.
He was in the earlier days.
Keep it real.
No, I wasn't, because you guys would always tease me, so.
All right. Well, there you go. You got brothers talking about love. We want to thank everyone for listening and everyone who's supporting. Taj is continuously laughing. We will be back next Wednesday from 1 to 2. If you found our program helpful and can afford to do so, please go to DDGF and support the foundation. Spread the word. Remember, it's all about love. That is one thing that we all can agree. It's all about love. Spread love. And we will see you next Wednesday. Thank you, everyone.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.